Chapter 5. The Monster's Story. My father was worried about the change in me, and he tried to help me, but I did not want to be helped. We decided to leave Geneva and go to our house in Bellerive, but there was no happiness there either. My father's health had been affected by the horror of the recent events, and Elizabeth was sad and despairing. Often, after the rest of the family had gone to bed, I took the boat and spent many hours on the lake. But I could not find peace. Every day, I feared that my monster might commit a new crime. I finally decided that a trip to the mountains might help me to forget these terrible feelings. And so, 2 months after Justine's death, I left for Chamonix and Mont Blanc. I spent the next day in the mountains and valleys, and by evening I felt much calmer and my thoughts were happier. But the following day when I woke up, it was raining very heavily and a mist covered the mountains. Once again, I felt depressed and miserable. Despite the rain, I decided to climb to the top of the Montanvert Glacier. The climb was difficult, but there was a good path, and I often stopped to admire the view. It took me several hours to reach the glacier. The sun was shining when I arrived, and the beauty of the scenery filled me with happiness. Suddenly, I saw a man in the distance coming towards me at a superhuman speed. He jumped effortlessly over the rocks and cracks in the ice that I had crossed with great caution. As he came nearer, I could see that he was much taller and bigger than a normal man. It was the monster, my creation. I trembled with fear and anger, but decided that I would wait for him to approach. Then I would take away the life that I had so foolishly given him before he could hurt anybody else. "Murderer!" I screamed. "I'll kill you for your crimes. But even if I destroy you, it won't bring back your 2 innocent victims." What happened next was so unexpected that it stopped my fury, and I stood silent, incapable of movement or speech. The monster raised his hand and began to speak. This thing I had created was able to reason and speak. I was shocked. "I expected these words from you," he said quite clearly and calmly. "Everyone hates ugly, miserable creatures like me. You created me, but you hate me. You even intend to kill me. But I ask you to do your duty towards me. And if you agree with my conditions, I will leave you, your family, and your friends in peace. However, if you refuse, I will kill you all." Furious, I jumped on him, but he was much too strong for me. "Be calm," he said. "You are my creator and my master, and I do not wish to hurt you. Believe me, I want to be good and kind to people. But you made me an ugly creature, and people hate and fear me. I am forced to live a miserable, lonely existence in the mountains and glaciers, and I have learned to hate because of my bad experiences with others. You are the only person with the power to change all this, and if you do, you can be sure that your family and friends will be safe. You have no choice but to listen to me." It was cold, and it had started to rain again. He turned and walked away. I followed him across the ice to the small hut where he lived. I sat down beside the fire, and the creature began his story. "I remember my creation, and then I remember leaving your room," he said. "I went into the forest in Ingolstadt and began to feel very hungry and thirsty. I ate some berries and drank some water from a stream. Then I lay down to sleep because I was very tired. When I woke up, it was dark, and I felt frightened and cold because I did not have enough clothes. I felt so miserable and lonely that I wept. Soon it became light, and I went to look for some more berries to eat. I found a huge cloak under a tree and covered myself with it. Several days passed, and I slowly got used to life in the forest. I was often cold, but one day I discovered a fire that had been left burning. I enjoyed the warmth, but when I touched the flames, I burnt my hand. I understood that fire was a good thing, but a dangerous thing too. I thought it was strange that the same thing could give both pleasure and pain. It was becoming more difficult to find food, so I decided to find a new place to live. After days of walking, I left the forest and found myself in the open country. It was early in the morning, and I longed to find food and shelter. At last, I saw a small hut. The door was open, so I went in. An old man was sitting near the fire preparing his breakfast. When he saw me, he shouted loudly and ran out of the hut. I was surprised and confused by this, as I hadn't learned yet that I should get used to this reaction from people. I ate his breakfast and then left his house. I lay down on some straw in a nearby barn and fell asleep. When I awoke, I continued on my way, and in the evening I arrived at a village. I was fascinated by the houses and gardens, and by all the food and vegetables I saw. But the village people screamed when they saw me, and tried to attack me. Why were they all so hostile? I escaped to the open country, and soon found a tiny hut very close to a little cottage. There were holes in the wall, and the wind came through it, but I decided to rest first and fix the problem the next day. The next morning, I covered the holes in the walls with stones and wood, and put clean straw on the floor. I decided that I would live there until I found something better. I could see clearly into the cottage through a hole in the wall. I saw a small, clean room with very simple furniture. An old man was sitting there, and a beautiful young girl was tidying the room. Soon, a young man arrived carrying some wood. The girl greeted him and helped him bring in the wood before sitting down with the old man to eat a meal together. It grew dark, and I was surprised to see that the people used candles to light their cottage. The young man read to the family for a while, and then they blew out the candles and went to bed. I lay on my straw, but I could not sleep. I could not stop thinking about the people in the cottage and the gentle way they behaved with one another. It was my first experience of family life. I longed to join them, but I remembered what had happened in the village, and I kept my distance from them.